It's, Michigan is becoming known as a state that's great for wine. I think a lot of people think of West Michigan and Northwest Michigan. They don't necessarily think about the Thumb or the East Coast of Michigan when it comes to wine, but that is beginning to change. There's an event coming up this Sunday to highlight it. It's the Let's Get Naughty, N-A-U-T-I, as in nautical, charity wine event. And joining us right now to tell us about it from Three North Vines up in Croswell, Christy Shopville. Christy, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Good to be with you.
I appreciate you joining us, and I appreciate you guys putting on this event because this was so much fun last year over at the Bean Dock.
Yeah, the Bean Dock's a great venue, and it's first of all, want everybody to come and have a great time and learn about some new wineries. And the added bonus to this is the money's going to charity, so it's a win-win event.
Absolutely. What are some of the charities that are going to be benefiting?
So this year we have some returning charities from our past years. We're working with the Rising Star Academy, which is a school for at-risk young adults, and it teaches them life skills, and it's a hands-on school. It's really exciting. And they help the kids that they can learn to cook or they learn how to work on cars. I see that they're going to get into some manufacturing things. So it's a really exciting school over in Centerline. And then we have the Kiwanis from Sandusky, who do a lot of community outreach in Sandusky area, and they really focus on the kids up there and the kids' programs and helping the schools fill in where they see the needs.
Nice thing about an event like this is all these wineries are all gathered in one place, so you don't have to drive or take a shuttle. They're all right there at the Bean Dock. There's a lot of them involved, aren't there?
So our Thumbs Up Wine Trail has 12 wineries on it, and we will all be there. And we are a very geographically diverse wine trail, a little more unusual than things that you might be used to seeing on the west side or central part of the state, which we love all those trails, too. They're very exciting. Ours is a little bit more geographically diverse, and we're, all of our wineries are really diverse. We have urban wineries. We have vineyard wineries on farms. We have, wineries tucked into kind of cool areas in downtowns. We have the ones that are a little bit further out. So it's a really kind of fun mix of things you can find along our trail.
Absolutely.
Different styles of wines, too.
Yeah, you can try all these wines and find out a little bit more about where they're located, maybe plan a trip back at some point.
Yeah, and it's kind of, that would be a great place to kind of figure out where you'd want to do that trip. Just, again, with the diversity and kind of thinking, okay, like, I really like this guy, and I'll cluster these guys in together.
Yeah.
You can't really do... We could. I've had a few people tell me they've done the whole trail in one day with a very dedicated driver, but it's a long trail.
Absolutely.
Go all the way up to Bad Axe and all the way down to Anchor Bay. So,
but, people plan their vacations around a lot of the West Michigan wineries. So it's about time that people maybe from West Michigan started coming over here and checking out ours, huh?
Yeah, well, the great thing about the West Michigan wineries, I love going over there. That was part of the inspiration for my husband and I. And it's kind of fun, we can go over there, check out their things. And now I've had a few people coming over from the west side to our winery here in Croswell. And so it's been kind of fun to kind of be able to trade back and forth. And, it's a really cool state that so much of our state is so beautiful. So we're super lucky.
The charity wine event, Let's Get Naughty, again, because last year was the first one here in Port Huron. The nice thing about this is it's casual. People hear wine tasting and they got to get all dressed up. But it's at the Bean Dock. It's very casual. There's music, food, and some great wine.
Yeah, we call it a come-as-you-are event. We really want people to just kind of come in very casually. We have Fifth Avenue Jazz joining us this year for music. We've got a full list. Had no problem getting our food sponsors back. We have people like Freighters and Brothers Catering and some barbecue places. I mean, we have a wide array of food this year. It's going to be even better on the food, so we're super excited about that. And then we also have vendors. So you can come in, do a little shopping, see some local crafts that are produced, things like that while you're there. So there's plenty to do when you get there, trying the wines and the hard ciders, which there's plenty of the wineries are doing hard ciders now. So that's also available if wine's not quite your thing. You get 12 tickets to taste, and then all the food you can eat.
It's all happening this Sunday at the Bean Dock, the Seaway Terminal in Port Huron on Military Street. What time is it? How much are tickets, and where do you get tickets?
So it starts at 1 o'clock and it ends at 5 o'clock on Sunday, the 20th. And you can get tickets before the event for $45 at our website. It's thumbsupmi.com, or you can find us on Facebook and link through at Thumbs Up Wine Trail. The general admission right now is $45 if you get your tickets ahead of time. And if you get them at the door, they're $50. We'd really love it for you guys to all get them ahead of time.
All right. Sounds like a fun day this Sunday at the Bean Dock. I hope you get a great turnout, Christy.
Well, thank you so much for letting us talk with you today, Paul. And we hope we will raise some great money for these deserving charities.
Absolutely. Happy trails.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.
Good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.